Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord has done such things in such a way that if you don't believe, you don't have access to it. If you don't believe, this book might as well be in code to you. And you won't be able to understand. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe He's real, you don't believe He's good, you don't believe He's a rewarder, you can't get to Him. You can't touch Him and let Him touch you. He's ordained it that way. He set it up that way. He's a God who hides Himself, the Scripture says, and He's also a God who reveals Himself. Well, who does He hide Himself from? The Bible said He gives grace to the humble, but the proud He resists and knows afar off. If you're going to be haughty and act like you know everything and you say there is no God and you don't need the crutch of religion, then for you throughout your whole life, there will be like there is no God. And you won't see any of it and you won't hear any of it. And it's because you don't value it enough to get any of it. You're unworthy of it. You've scoffed and mocked at the greatest things in the universe and the holiest things in existence, and you ought not see them, and you ought not hear them. You're unworthy of them. And so these folks don't pray. They don't try to believe. They don't try to find it. Don't believe it's there to start with. So there's nothing to find. And for them, there is nothing. Oh, but for them that believe. I say for them that believe. A whole dimension of existence opens up. And it is the reality that existed before the material realm did. And will exist after this earth has passed away. All you got to do, I don't care, you can be in the lowest point in life. You look up from your place and say, Lord, I believe in You. Isn't that the first part of the verse? I believe in You. I believe You're real. It's a choice. People say, I just can't believe that. That's a lie. Say it correctly. You choose not to believe it by right of what faith is. No such thing as a person who can't believe. The accurate statement is, I choose not to believe. But if you choose to believe, Enoch is such a perfect example. In fact, I mean, it was talking about him in this very verse right here. These verses 5, 6, and 7. Enoch. Let's look at it. Verse 5. Enoch. By what? Faith. Now we know from verse 6 what faith includes. What does it include? Believing He is.
Yes.
And believing He's a rewarder of those that. So what do we know about Enoch without knowing anything about him personally? What do we know? We know he was fully persuaded God is real.
Yes, that's right.
What else do we know about him? He sought Him. He looked for Him. He reached for Him. And how did he do it? By faith. How do we know he had faith? It must not have been a dead faith that did nothing. So he must have done something. What did he do? He walked with God by faith. And as he did so, God became more and more real to him. And he got closer and closer to Him until he'd get caught up in His presence for lengths of time. And God would get as real to him as the ground he's standing on or his natural body. And then he began to get even more real to him than that. And finally one day God said, won't you just stay with me? He said, I'd like that very much. And he just didn't come back. Is this real or not? Is heaven real? Yes. Is God real? Yes. What do we think is going to happen to us when our body dies and we slip out of it? We're going somewhere. I said, we're going somewhere. Death is called a departure. Hmm? Just like a flight leaving somewhere. We're going to leave the earth. We are literally out of here. We're leaving the earth. And we're going to be where He is. With Him. And the Bible says to depart and to be with Christ is far better than being here. But those who have faith can fellowship with Him some now. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. We live by faith. Verse 4, back up to verse 4. Abel offered the more excellent sacrifice. And verse 5, Enoch, we know from Genesis, walked with God. I can see when this all first began. Going out to the woods away from the tent and everybody else and going, God, I know You're here. He's doing this all by faith, not by feeling, not by reasoning. And I just want to talk to You. And I want to draw close to You. And I want to be aware of You every day in my life. I want to live with an increased awareness of You. I know You're here. I know You hear me. And so I'm just going to talk to You, Lord. And as this progressed day in and day out, and week in and week out, and month in and month out, the Lord became more and more real to him. Oh, hallelujah. And he pleased God. What pleased God about this? Well, verse 6 tells you, for without faith, it was referring specifically directly to Enoch walking with God by faith. What pleased God about this situation? And how do we know he had faith? By what he did. He kept seeking God. He kept reaching for him. He kept asking for him and looking for him and searching. You don't search for something you don't believe is there. You don't look for someone you don't believe is there. You don't look for something or someone you don't believe you can find. After a while, you'll get discouraged and go, well, is it even there? And you quit looking. Can you find the plan of God for your life? Yes, you can. If you believe you can't, then you can't. But it's not because it's not there. It's because you believe you can't. Come on. This thing works by faith. Oh, but if you believe it, you won't quit. You'll just keep looking for it. And nothing can deter you. And nothing can discourage you. You just keep going. No, it's there. It's there. And I'm going to find it. Amen. We're going to get it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody's getting it tonight. Amen. I said, somebody's getting it tonight. Amen. We walk in the steps of our father Abraham. And these steps are steps of walking with him as he leads. And you keep having to take another step. And another step, Abraham, when God called him to come out and go to a place he didn't know about, he left what he knew and went out not knowing where he was going. Do we know if Abraham has faith or not? Yes. How do we know? He acted. He packed up everything and he moved. And how does he know where he's going? He believes it's there. He believes it's there. Why does he believe it's there? Because the Lord told him, I'm going to show you a place. Well, if the Lord said, I'm going to show you a place, then the place is there.
That's right.
And year after year and decade after decade, he wandered around. He set up his tent. He took it back down and he kept moving. Why? And he did find the place that God said, I'm going to give this to you and your seed forever. But Hebrews lets you in on another thing, that really he was looking for a place that wasn't built with hands. And he found it. Hallelujah. Some of what we're looking for, we'll find in this life. And the rest of it, we'll realize later on, that was out of this life. But we're going to find it. Either way, we're going to find it. too many are too easily deterred. They're too quickly do they get discouraged and disillusioned and quit looking and quit trying. Because it can be wearying to your flesh. You ever been there? Every phase in Phyllis's in my life and ministry. The Lord helps you to see it's there. And you have to make up your mind, okay, He said it's there. It's there. Now what do we got to do? Seek and you shall find. The Lord dealt with us. There's ministry for you. And so we got tapes. This was back almost 40 years ago. And our first step of faith was listening intently to those tapes. I can look back now and see on our journey of faith that God had for us, that was our first step, was listening to that. And we fed on it, night and day, week after week, month after month. And didn't realize it, but the Lord's getting faith in us. He's building our spirit up. He's becoming more real to us. And His things are becoming more real to us. We're believing it stronger. And the stronger you believe it, the more real it becomes. And the more real it becomes and the stronger your faith gets, the more real than that it becomes. It just keeps going up and up. And finally, we got in our heart, we're supposed to go to a meeting. We're supposed to go to the camp meeting there in Tulsa. We're little country folks, and we hadn't traveled like that, and we didn't have the money to do that. But by that time, we had faith to believe it's there. We can get it. We can get this. And so Phyllis and I know it might not sound too big to you now, but to us, it'd be easier to believe for a $10 million building now. Am I telling the truth, Phyllis? For us to believe for that, than it was to believe for the trip to go out to Tulsa and have the hotel bills and the gas. We didn't even have a car that'd make it out there. It took all the faith we had to believe, to go out there for the week and to stay and come back home. But see, probably 5 years before that, we wouldn't have even talked to you about it. Oh, we got to work. We got to do this. We got to do the other. We can't do that. We don't have this. We can't. We don't know. You can't see that it's there. But if the Lord says, there's something out there I want you to get, now go get it. Whatever He says to you, do it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.